Right now, there will be two yellow couches, two yellow chairs. Jet Fitzpatrick's bringing the flowers.
Yep. Okay.
For the president, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, and the secretary of treasury. And I think what's important here within the symbolism, Jack Fitzpatrick, is looking down from the fireplace on the resolute desk and the resolute chairman of the Fed is one FDR, acclaimed for saying, do something. What is the do something that will be accomplished in the 1 o'clock hour today?
I would think there's not going to be a do something specifically accomplished in the 1 o'clock hour, but the words do something can have a policy and political effect. It is really interesting to see the president meet with Jerome Powell in this way. They're going to have a pool spray at the top. So the press will get at least a glimpse, and there might be a comment, which I think makes sense, seeing as the president and congressional Democrats as well have tried to make it very clear they're doing something. There have been a bunch of bills that have not really gotten any traction in Congress. There's been activity around it, and yet they're not giving a full speech or doing a major event with press access to the whole thing. So this may be an attempt to not make a massive amount of news, but be one more reminder to the public that the president is on it and aware of it and working on inflation in some regard.
What will Chairman Powell tell the president that he is doing?
I'm not sure what he can say that he is doing to the president beyond what everybody already knows regarding rate increases and simultaneously going for the softest landing possible. It would probably be wise to at least give some assurance that if he thinks that it's possible to bring down inflation without triggering a recession, that's
right,
more or less what the president is going to want to hear. But he's not going in with some tool that he has not used or considered using,
right,
that he's going to announce to the president.
But, Paul, what's important here is that when Ritika Gupta studied monetary policy with a giant Wendy Carlin at UCL,
yeah,
none of this was
none
in the
of this,
textbook.
No, none of this was in the textbook.
It wasn't, Ritika. It's all original.
I don't
ground,
remember
right?
studying this. This is all very new.
It's all, it's like brand new.
Hey, Jack, how common or uncommon is it for a president to invite in a Fed chairman and have a meeting about policy? I thought
with
that was
the Secretary
kind of
Treasury.
With the Secretary of Treasury, thank you. I don't know. What's the feeling within Washington about that?
It's not unprecedented. This way of doing it, especially at this time, is also not usual. The last meeting between President Biden and Chairman Powell was in November. That was around the time that he was going to say that he was going to renominate Powell. So they meet, but this just sort of meeting amidst a major challenge in monetary policy and fiscal policy is not something they usually do. So it is fair to look at this and think, this has some meaning, at least symbolically.
You know, I wonder, Jack, we know that inflation is a very front or top of mind topic for this administration here. The reality is, however, a lot of it's commodity driven, a lot of it's supply and demand. Does the president need a better message or a different message? Because there's a lot that is outside of his control.
Right. He has tried to make that clear, and especially if you listen to congressional Democrats who are going to have to be up for re-election this year, they bring that up. It's not a terribly compelling message,
yep,
to say we can't do much about this. And that's what makes it difficult, and that's what gives him, the president, a bit of a two-pronged approach. One, he
right.
wants to do something. He wants people to see him meeting with Jerome Powell, but also they don't want to make too much news. He doesn't want to be seen as trying to pressure the Fed into some action in an inappropriate way and meddling. So that's what makes it very difficult, is because communicating the "it's not totally my fault" part of this is not terribly popular.
Jeff Fitzpatrick, thank you so much.